Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to take our poll question, which is right on the homepage. Every week we ask a different question. We'd like to know what you think. And when you click your answer, you'll be able to see how the poll is going so far. How are other people voting up to now, including your vote? So I hope you'll check that out on the homepage there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. My blog is there. Our newsletter, we'll send you that every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. It's free. So check that out. All those things and others at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Jim Ostroff is with us. He's our good friend. He's with the Kiplinger Editors. And Jim, we're talking, and by the way, folks, we're talking about what the Kiplinger letter reported this week. Jim, one of the things that we know that is happening that's really been an incredible phenomenon for me as a pretty strong observer of the marketplace for a long time now.
Yes.
I've never seen what's happened in the last 2 years happen. I've never seen it. I never thought I would see it. And that's deleveraging. People shunning debt, shunning any kind of credit, saving more money. The deleveraging of the world has been a real shock to our economic system. The global economic system, hasn't it been?
Well, it has. And, we just see it even in this country where, you might say measured by credit card debt. It's declining.
That was part of what got us into trouble, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. People who just vastly overspent way beyond any ability to ever pay back. Over here in August, U.S. credit card debt fell by $5 billion. And that means it's been down every month for 2 years, and it now stands at $822 billion. And the use of credit cards has declined, and mainly because people are just holding on and maybe thinking, do I need to buy?
Well, there are two things. There are two things going on here. There are two dynamics happening here, Jim. Number one, maybe three. One is when you're laid off, you're not going to spend money, even if you have a credit card, unless it's for something you have to have.
That's
number
right.
Number two, more and more of us are rethinking what we buy, and we're rethinking using credit for anything. And I mean, we're all doing it. Everybody's doing it. Companies are doing it. Even some governments, not our own government, unfortunately, but some governments, look at what's happening in Great Britain. I mean, a lot of countries are going through this right now. They're creating austerity programs. That's the second thing. But the third thing, Jim, is the credit pipes have been disconnected in a lot of cases. The spigots have been turned off. If you had a $2,000 credit availability on your card 2 years ago and you owed $1,200 on that card, that became your, for many people with many card companies, that became your new limit, $1,200. When you paid it down to $800, that became your new limit. And they haven't raised that back. Many credit card companies have not raised that back. So the availability of credit on credit cards has been reduced.
It's been
a three-pronged process, hasn't it?
Right, absolutely. Very important. And, then they begin really to feed on themselves in one way or another. So let's just say people have pushed the reset button and then not sure what we're going to do next. But by and large, they're just spending less and certainly using less credit, in part because they don't want to and in part because they can't. They're not allowed.
Right.
And these things are troubling. It's not the end of the world, but to get to really solid recovery, things need to turn around.
Right.
And they do. So,
Jim, let's connect the monetary report that you have on page three. Let's connect that to this topic, because this is it's associated where the Fed is they're going to continue this quantitative easing. They call it QE. Some people call it QE2. The Fed wants to continue in order to, because of this deleveraging. The deleveraging has affected the economy. It's lowered the, you know, the global reduced the global economy. Sales are down for a lot of folks. Everybody I talk to, even if they're successful, even if they're profitable, almost everybody I talk to, not everybody, but a lot of people I talk to, their sales volume is down. And this is having an impact on global economy in the United States especially. And the Fed is trying to decide what to do about that, aren't they?
Well, they are. And, you know, in short, they're looking to stimulate a bit more. For instance, you know, buy up bonds to pressure interest rates lower, and, you know, boost reserves that banks hold in cash. Eventually, the idea here is that banks will, you know, just sort of get antsy here about the very low returns they're making on their money, and they'll basically try to lend more. But there are things the Fed is doing, will try doing. But the fact is that they have limited tools at this point.
They're running out of bullets, aren't they, Jim?
They are. I'm running out of bullets, running out of running room. You know, and it's one thing where they say, we need to stimulate the economy, and the Fed has cut interest rates 0.5%, and the markets go, wow, and things expand. Over here, if they cut by 0.5%, you're going below zero, folks. That can't happen.
Of course, another tool they have is to basically print more money and make adjustments on their balance sheet. And that's something most of us don't understand. But those are other tools that they're talking about using. And it will be interesting to see how that plays out over the next year. Hey, Jim, hold on to that thought. Kiplinger.com, right?
That's correct.
Kiplinger.com, folks. Check it out when you get a chance. That's an outstanding website. We're going to come right back with Jim Ostroff. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.